SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Bertrand Tungandame in conversation with Torres Strait Islander artist Lisa Sobi-Martin. And our conversation is taking place in the sidelines of the Bleach Festival currently underway at the Gold Coast. Now, Lisa Martin has led a group of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to create one of the Bleach Festival's major art installations called Sky Wave. This is a big 100 square meter art installation occupying center stage at Bali Heads. Sky Weave has been described by organizers as a mesmerizing observatory inspired by luminary navigators. In this conversation with Lisa Martin, we discuss the challenges of bringing women from different parts of the country together to create this artwork, and also how the idea came about to create such a massive and important artwork.
I suppose it's the beginning to track back to the story, to do with stories from the weavers that have come from their country,
yeah,
their family, that's to do with the stars and the constellations and the seven sisters, anything to do with, you know, Sirius, which is the brightest star. Canopus is the second brightest star, any stories relating to that, and morning star, evening star, that's what they're... A lot of stories have come out from that, morning star being the brightest and evening star. And also it's the theme of the Burleigh site, and what we're creating in that site is sunrise and sunset. All to do with the happenings of the skies.
So,
whether it's through the day or through the night.
Yeah.
So a lot of our weavers have gotten stories from their country, island, some Torres Strait Islander artists and weavers that have... Come on, I'm Torres Strait Islander myself, so I've got a little bit of Torres Strait patterning in my acrylics. That's what I specialise in, etched acrylics, like Perspex.
One of the big characteristics of this artwork is that it's an installation by all women artists.
Yes, we've got women artists from all around this region. We've all combined together to create these works. Basically, it's everyone who lives around the Gold Coast region.
Yeah.
That's what we've combined. But we do have one beautiful artist who's come from the Sunshine Coast. She's embedding her story about the seven sisters.
Yeah.
It's a bit special.
How do you choose this topic?
The artistic director, Rosie Dennis, she basically set out the brief of sunrise, sunset, and any stories relating to the stars and the heavens and constellations and astronomy. She basically mapped the brief out for us. Then the artists were chosen, and once me being brought on as the designer of the installation, I then created a design of the installation, and then it kind of evolved from there, really. And it was almost like we all wanted to give the viewer an experience of, you know, when you go out at night and being under the stars, or go outside and there's the clouds and the sun, and, you know, it's quite a beautiful feeling going out and there's that canopy over you.
But it covers a very wide and a very wide-ranging area, and the stories would be really... there would be a huge variety of stories. How did you bring them together one story?
Well, we've really got, you know, artists that reside in the Gold Coast region.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm Torres Strait Islander, and I've lived on the Gold Coast for over 37 years.
Yeah.
The work I've created is more site specific, which is to do with the place that we're putting this installation in, and also I've incorporated part of my Torres Strait patterning, which is the basket weaving patterning in the acrylic. So me as a Torres Strait Islander, I live on the Gold Coast. So all the weavers and artists live here. So their people may have come from, you know, wherever, you know, their country is all over Australia, but they reside here on the Gold Coast. We do have some traditional owners, part of our weaving crew as well, or our group of beautiful weavers. We have, you know, young ones who have just learnt to weave, and now they want to take that up as one of their craft. So we've had a big range of artists contributing.
How big is your installation?
We were given a space of 100 square metres.
That big.
We've had to work within that space because that's a space where we will have the main stage.
When you do an installation with the sky, one would imagine viewing the sky during the day is different from viewing the sky at night, though it's the same sky, you see different things. Yeah. So the visitors, they'll have to come twice to experience it, daytime and dusk and evening, or how do you display
that? Any time of the day.
Yeah.
Any time of the day, they will experience different viewing or different experience, and that is like through the day, isn't it? The day may be sunny in the morning and then a thunderstorm at night, and then the stars come out in the evening, you know, and then it's this whole just the way the environment and the atmosphere is. So with the work, we have woven work that's going to look different in the day as opposed at night. At night, we have a great lighting that we've got set up all around that will light up the artwork. The woven work will have a different life. They will take on a different life in the light that we will have on the work.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the acrylic will be lit. That'll be just beautiful to see all the pieces woven like that, whether it's through the day or the night.
Is there at any time something exceptional that would happen during the day? Because the sky sometimes reserves us some surprises. Would there be something, a day when things would be completely abnormal and...
abnormal happenings?
Yeah, like sometimes, this guy can be blood or I don't know.
That's right, yes. Well, I suppose that's the nature of the work sitting out in the elements too. There's some just absolutely beautiful woven work that the weavers have created holes. We're having the netting there, but you will be able to see the movement of the clouds, the whole changing of the day and into the night as well. And also the acrylics, the net will be cut and the acrylic sat in these rings that will sit. So they'll be like windows up to the sky or the heavens or the night.
Lisa Martin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today about this. I'm not going to say anything. It's just a fantastic artwork that's going to be displayed from the 12th. To the 22nd of November at the Gold Coast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.